Okay, I'm so gonna get bashed for this. Are you guys ready for some loud opinions? It's Yara, by the way, and welcome to Unorthodox, the place where I'm gonna open the can of worms no one wants to touch. That's what happens when you give a skeptic a microphone. Join me on Patio for weekly episodes where I attempt to explore the ins and outs of society and people, and I ask the most important question of them all, why? Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unorthodox. Today, I'd like to delve into a topic that I have definitely mentioned before, but I have never actually gone into. Domestic abuse. Heavy words to say and heavy words to hear. Unfortunately, it is abundant and it exists even in the least expected places. And when I say domestic abuse, I don't mean like, you know, violence, like physical violence. Abuse can happen in many forms. Abuse can happen sexually. It can happen physically. It can happen even verbally. So that's what everyone needs to keep in mind. Now, there are people who say, I don't want to listen to this topic. It's so heavy. Well, that's exactly the reason you should be listening to it. It's absurd and it's painful and it's so very abundant that if you ignore this for your own peace of mind, you'd be turning your back on someone in need of your ears and your voice, someone who cannot act alone. I recently received a very disturbing phone call earlier this week, and I have the person who rang me is our guest today on this episode. And she reached out to me in the hopes that I can broadcast this topic, broadcast this message, and share her story. For the sake of her sanity and safety in our backward society, she will remain anonymous. And now I leave the floor to her to begin her testimony.
Hi, Yara. Thank you for the amazing introduction. What I want to say and know how the subject is very... كتير حساس عنا و I know that most people would not talk about it لأنه as they call it عيب or ما بيصير but honestly a bully or a harasser can be anyone even a family member
of course
فيكون your mom your dad ما بعرف حيا لحدا و as close as it can get يعني and we always feel like it's our job to bear whatever is being pressured on us by our parents just because
they're our parents.
Yeah. That's when your parents are grown adults that know what they are doing. So you don't always need to make excuses for...
You don't need to make excuses for anyone. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. خصوصا حتى لو كانوا أهلك لأنه بالنهاية هنا adults. You don't have to do this. So I'm not gonna... I want to share my experience. So I'm just going to share a small incident that started when I was about 12 years old. وبتعرفي 12 عايامي وعايامك ما كان في لا انترنت ولا في شيء. So you can يعني فيك تخيلي قد ايه كنا بريئين وقد ايه ما كان في مثل هلا يعني.
Yeah.
So بتذكر كان عمري 12 سنة وكان بدي أطلع مع رفيقتي ورفقاتي الشباب يلي كمان من عمري تخيلي قد ايه الخبرية بسيطة إنه كنا طالعين ناكل بوزة
okay.
seriously so I knew إنه بيي ما كان رح يخليني أكيد إني أطلع وفي شباب ما بعرف ليه مع إنه عمرنا 12 سنة anyway كذبت وطلعت أنا ورفيقتي واستيقظت إنه شافنا طالعين وشاف وين رحنا بدل ما يعمل ردة فعل انه شافني وين رحت وانه مش عم اعمل شي غلط بنظره according to him اكيد عمل ردة فعل كتير غير و صار يعيط بنص الطريق he drove me back عالبيت I was punished مش لاني كذبت بس لانه كان في شباب وما بعرف شو الطريقة اللي كان عم بيفكر فيها شو الانتنشن تبعه بس أكيد ما كانت موجودة عندي لأن وقت تكوني عمري 12 سنة ما بتكوني بتفكري هيك
أكيد
يعني هيدي الشغلة لهلأ أنا بعدني بتذكرها لأنه كان عمري كنت صغيرة وكنت كتير innocent وعم فكر بطريقة كتير يعني ما خاصة بي هو شو عم بفكر
ايه
وليك شو صار. So ومن بعدها أكيد صار incidents نفس الشيء، وهيدي الطريقة بالتفكير الـ intentions وهيك، مش بس مع يعني حتى أكيد مع غير family members you know.
Yep.
بس أكيد لأنه أنا بنت it's more ردة الفعل بتكون غير علي أكيد. So it got to the point where I have to انتبه على كل كلمة بحكيها قدامه. I'm not allowed to have friends إنه شباب أو حيالله شيء. والردة الفعل ما بتكون بس حكي، يعني بتكون كمان يعني harmful words، طريقة بالحكي you're not allowed to talk to anyone like that، حتى لو كنت بي خي شو ما كنت تكون you're
مزبوط.
not allowed، وأنت ما بتكوني عم تاخدي ولا action، مع أنه أول شيء بتكوني بتخافي
أكيد.
وتاني شيء ب our society دايما عيب، وبضل بيك بتضل أمك بتضل ما بعرف شو، لازم دايما تتحملي وتسكتي وما قصده هيك وما بعرف شو. لا it's not like that. كل حدا مسؤول عن شو بيحكي، especially if هو adult وفوق 18 سنة، وخصوصا إذا أهلك، بالنهاية أنت بنتهم مش العكس، أنت ما عم تربيهم
مزبوط،
ما عم تعلميهم الغلط من الصح، هي شغلتهم هن.
تاني شي يلي بيحكي وما بيعرف شو قصده، يعني حدا بيقلك ايه يمكن ما قصده، انه شو يعني ما قصده، انه ليه يحكي اذا ما قصده، يعني he's not a baby or she's not a baby or you know they're not children، تا انه يحكوا هيك يفجروا وما يكون قصدهم شو عم يحكوا.
Exactly. وخصوصا انه اذا حدا هو لازم يكون رول موديل لإلك، لازم الحكي اللي عم يطلع منه يكون بيعرف exactly شو عم يحكي، لانه انت you look up to him at the end. ما بعرف ليه نحن بعرف society هل قد هالشي عيب او ما بناخد action عليه، مع انه يعني خلص you reach a certain limit where خلص انت صار انت بدك ثيرابي ومش غلط.
أكيد.
بس اذا ما انت عملت ثيرابي هيدا الشيء حتنقلي لاولادك ولا 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 وما بعرف بالاخر شو حيطلع.
مزبوط.
So انا I was lost to be honest with you. ما كنت عم بعرف شو ال شو الموقف اللي لازم اخده، انه كمان ما فيك تطلع من فكرة انه بيضلوا اهلك او بيضلوا قرايبينك you know. بس كمان at the same time I did not want to lose myself so I had to take a decision.
What did you do?
I put a limit. في line you're not allowed to cross, you are not allowed أنك تهيني. وقت بتوصل لهيدا اللاين خلص I cut you off مين ما كنت تكون.
And you have expressed that to him? You told him that?
Of course. Yes, I did. ردة الفعل أكيد مثل ما توقعتها، بس I مش حقول I don't care. أكيد I do. It hurts. بس at the end of the day I don't want to lose myself as well.
أكيد.
Oh, I don't want to keep making excuses for people.
Of
لأنه
course.
ليش أنا بدي ضل فكر بهذا الشخص مين ما كان يكون وهو ما عم يعمل لي حساب. أنا I'm human at the end of the day. You are not allowed not to insult me or to harass me or حي الله.
Especially if you're not actually doing something wrong.
Exactly. وحتى يعني حتى لو كان الرونج بالنسبة لإله أو لإلي بيتغيروا حسب هو كيف تربى وأنا كيف تربيت والسوسايتي وكل هيدا، بس إنه أديان تعودت على الطريقة اللي هو بيفكر فيها to avoid problems إذا بدي أقولها. وحتى بهيدي الطريقة ما كان عم يمشي الحال، كان دايما بدك تكوني خايفة كيف عم تتصرفي كيف عم تطلعي شو عم تحكي مع مين عم تحكي. خلص يعني ما فيك تضلك هيك، خصوصا وقتها بتوصل للمنتل هيلث تبعك. It's the most important thing.
How's your mental health right now, if you want to comment on that? Can you take me through a journey of what you were feeling before and كيف you realized انه انت عن جد psychologically you weren't doing well and where you are now?
هلا it's a build up إذا بدي أقول. ما كنت حس فيهم، كنت أعرفهم بس إنه كنت أعتبر إنه ما في أعمل شيء، إنه هيدا خلص هيدا حياتي وهيك أنا. بس بعدين خلص بيصيروا شغلة ورا شغلة، you become a different person, you are scared of everything, you are weak. عن جد I felt so weak, I couldn't share with anyone لأنه ما بعرف how they would react. بالآخر I خلص ما عدت أظهر من البيت، ما عدت أحكي مع رفقاتي، خلص I became
انزويتي يعني.
ما عدت أعرف أقعد مع العالم
بلا ما تكوني paranoid، بلا ما أنه تطلعي وتشوفي مين هون ومين رح يشوف ومين رح
exactly.
Okay.
So I realized أنه لا I need help I need to take action.
And you took action. And that's a very, very brave thing to do.
It is. It will break your heart. I'm not saying it's easy.
Yeah.
But I'd rather أني أدي for a short period of time than أني أكون كل حياتي عم عيش نفس الشغلة وأنا قادرة أعمل شيء.
أكيد.
لو مني قادرة I would say like خلص إنه هيدا هي بس ماني يعني خصوصا ما تكوني independent يعني أنت مانيك طالبة من حدا شيء غير إنه يكون respectful towards you.
مزبوط.
Which is the least thing they can do.
مزبوط.
So خلص it ends here. You don't need anyone.
And why do you think our society هيك بيفكروا إنه كتير عنا importance منحطها على الفاميلي؟ وماني عم أقول family is not important. Family is beautiful. When the family is healthy, family is beautiful. But when there are people and whole people موجودين in every single family, whoever is listening to this, you are not alone. In my family, in your family, in other people's families, there's always this one person who's a bit more traditional, a bit more دقة قديمة, a bit more بدون يفرضوا أراءن على society, منا society تبعن بقى. منو الجيل تبعن بقى اللي طاغي هون. So ما فينا نشتغل حسب الدقة القديمة. للأسف بهالبلد بعدنا عم نشتغل على القديم وبعدنا عم نحاسب جديد على الرولز تبع القديم. Why do you think إنه هالقد إنه ما علي بيضل بيا؟ إنه let's say لا سمح الله something worse was happening to you. Do you think people would still give that same excuse? Would still say ما علي بيضل بيك؟
I think they would.
Yeah.
Because يعني how they would tell you to not speak about it.
Yeah, لأنه عيب أو شيء.
لأنه exactly لأنه عنا مفهوم العيب ما بعرف عيب أنت ظاهرة بالليل عيب هي طالعة وحدك مع شاب هي العيب عنا.
أكيد.
مشان هيك I think there's a problem مفهوم العيب و إنه عيب to insult people عيب to harass people عيب to bully people ليش ما بتركز على هيدا الشيء؟
Of course ليش هيدا منو عيب؟
Exactly هلا ما بعرف the exact reason إنه ليه نحنا ما منتطور بهيدا الأريا بس اللي كان من قبل بطل هلا موجود و I think you cannot force شو أنت بتفكر على your kids بعدين
أكيد
يعني خلص you have to raise them not to be independent to know how to take the right decisions but that's all you can do.
أكيد كمان if you were to expand on this point هلا أنت نشكر الله you're a very independent woman you have a job you're getting paid you're financially independent right now you're independent in every single way بس في غيرك that are younger, that are more naive, that still live maybe with people who abuse them, still live with people who harass them, who bully them. And يعني منزويين ومقموعين وهذا الشيء أنا حكيت عنه بالأبسود اللي قبل هيدا عن أنه كيف القمع ما بيجيب إلا القمع زيادة أو ما بيجيب إلا الفلتين. And literally when you say حدا فلتين most probably, more often than not, you will find, you know, the reason is that they've had such a closed-off childhood. They have such parents who discipline them in the wrong way that ما قدروا يعبروا عن, you know, being a child. They couldn't really do things that normal children would do. They didn't pass through their years normally. And so they فجروا مواهبهم later at a very wrong time. They did wrong things with wrong people, if you will. Do you think عنا بالسوسايتي, especially بالضياع, do you think هيدا الشيء إنه is it going to change anytime soon? Do you see it going somewhere from the people you know, from the people around you, from the people you've met? What can you say about that?
I don't think it will change anytime soon, but it all depends on حدا من الأهل. لازم يكون في حدا من الأهل that would give the child the proper
care, يعني
كيف بدي أقولها, yeah, إنه يعلم الشخص اللي قدام إنه ما تخاف. You don't have to be weak. You don't have to تخاف إذا حدا حكي معك, like if he insults you.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself, whatever it takes. So أنا, I was not always independent. يعني هيدا فعلا شي a couple of years. قبل كنت بهيدا المرحلة
where
أنا, yeah, no, أنا, I have to live in this house when بدي روح, you know. وأكيد I was واعية لدرجة أني ما فوت, like, let's say, be relationship أو بحياة لشي مشان أهرب من هالموضوع, لأنه I knew أنه ما بدي روح من السيء على الأسوأ.
أكيد.
وهذه كتير أيام بتصير.
وأكترية الأوقات بتصير. It's the most common thing, yeah, that happened is that حدا بيروح بيطلع من بيت شوي strict, بيروح بيهرب هريبة, بياخد حيا الله حدا بيطلع فيه يعني, and they run away. They run away just to escape that. Maybe not knowing that they will go into something even worse. Maybe not. Maybe أوقات بتنقش. Maybe not. You never know. Either way, it should never be about running away. It should be about facing whatever it is that is imprisoning you. مش إنه خلاص I'll run away in the middle of the night وما رح يشوفوني بقى. لا, بالعكس. Stand up for yourself. Ask for your right. It's easier said than done. ماني عم أقول لا.
It's very hard.
It is extremely hard.
But you have to do that at some point.
Of course.
You have to. وهلا على ماني عم أحكي بphysical abuse أو بحياة لشي. في people that get physically abused and this is even harder.
Of course.
وما عنده محل تروح وبيكون هيدا الphysical abuser هو أهله, بيا, أمه, whatever. It's very hard. So I think هلا what helps هلا أنه صار الكل بيعرف أنه في شيء اسمه therapy. You can go to therapy. It's not عيب as our society claims it is. So this will help a lot, I think. And يعني ما أدري يكون في شيء تحكي مع الثيرابيست, بس أنه just go explore other ways of thinking. You don't have to دايما تقولي هيدا بيضل رايب بي رفيق خي, no. You matter as well.
Of course.
ومثل ما انت هيك بتفكري انه هيدا بي وخي واختي, هن كمان لازم يفكروا بهالطريقة towards you. Otherwise ما في داعي يكونوا in your life.
Of course. So if there's one message we can send out, you and me right now, to anyone who's listening, to anyone who's going through this, I think it would be talk to someone about it. If you can't talk to your parents, if you can't talk to your relatives, find a friend. If you have no friend that will understand what you're going through or you're scared of their judgment, then there are a lot of NGOs, a lot of organizations that are helping بهال موضوع that are just a phone call away. And you guys know that you can always reach out to me if ever you want to talk about anything. My Instagram handle is @YaraJName. And thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you so much for sharing your story. And I would like to call it a success story, actually, because you're on the way to خلاص, this self-peace, this inner peace. And I'm so happy that it happened. And I'm so happy that you've gotten yourself out of it right now.
Thank you, Yara. And I'm really happy you addressed this matter. لأنه عن جد, it matters a lot to me. No, أعرف إنه إذا حدا is struggling with the same thing, no, take action.
Of course. Don't
keep quiet.
Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you everybody for listening. I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.